Hey, Ohana, welcome to this week's episode of the Married to a Disney Addict podcast. We're your hosts, Matt.
And Crystal.
And this is show number 24.
We have a special treat for you today.
Right. So we're going to be honest with you, right? Because that's what we like to do. We like to make sure the, you know, we treat you like family and you're Ohana. We got hit by like a stomach bug plague. We weren't really able to plan as much as we normally would, but we always have backup things in our pocket ready to go or different ideas. And this one is a special episode, even though it's one of those episodes.
It's been a long 2024 and we're only in the third month.
Yeah, we've definitely, in our house, we've been, between the four of us, battling sicknesses since January 8th.
We had been really good before that. Very good.
So there's been a lot of scrambling, but we have been able to, you know, we could have easily reached out to anyone in the Ohana to do this, but we didn't really want to try to lock someone in. And if something happened and we couldn't do the episode, but we do have a podcast expert because he's done millions of these. If you had just asked him right before we started recording, he told us he's like, I know, I've done millions of these, but he is a very special guest. He is a Disney expert in his own right. So we would like to welcome, kind of for the first time, he has popped on before very briefly on a couple episodes, but this is the first time he is our guest. But we would like to welcome our son, Lincoln, to the show. Hi, Lincoln.
Hi. As you can see, my papa's friend at school gave me this hat that says Lincoln.
So for those of you listening, because, buddy, nobody's going to see us. They're only going to hear us. He is wearing a hat. Of the car company Lincoln that his grandfather's friend gave to him. He loves the hat, so he has been wearing it nonstop. But, buddy, are you ready to talk about some Disney with mom and dad today?
Yes.
You're excited, right? You like Disney?
Yes.
Yes. And you're lucky. You've been to Disney World a lot for being only
10 times.
10 times. And not only Disney World, but you also went on what?
The Disney Cruise.
The Disney Cruise. And I think that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, we're going to Disneyland this summer.
We are. We're going to do Disneyland for the first time. He's doing a little dance for those of you listening. He's very excited to go to Avengers Campus and hopefully meet Iron Man. But before we go to Disneyland, I think it'll be fun if we do this episode and talk about things that you as a kid liked about the Disney Cruise Line. What do you say?
Yes.
So there's lots that we can talk about. Can you tell everybody, do you remember how long our Disney cruise was when we went this past July? How long was the cruise?
10 days.
10 days. It was a long cruise, right?
Yeah.
And do you remember the name of the ship that we were on?
The Fantasy.
Yeah, the Fantasy. It was really cool, right? Do you remember when we pulled up to the ship, you were like, whoa, because of how big it was?
Yes.
Yeah, it is cool.
When we were far away and I could see it a little bit, it looked like a tiny toy.
It did when we were
far away. It looked like a toy that a giant would play with, a giant baby.
A giant baby. But when we got closer, it got really big.
Yeah.
And what does the Disney cruise ship, the boat, what does it look like? Do you remember? I know you said it's really big.
It had two red funnels and it was Mickey Mouse colors.
Yeah, it was. You remember the funnels, huh? The two big red smokestacks.
Yeah, and my little toy one, it's like there's like an elevator and there's an and the smoke and whatever the smoker's called.
The funnels.
Mm-hmm. There's a door. You open it, and then you could put like the characters on this elevator, which goes up through the funnels.
Yeah.
And then you can see them inside the funnels.
You're talking about the big cruise ship. So when we were when we were on the boat, right, they were selling like models, like toy models of the ship that you could play with inside.
Yeah.
Play set.
Yeah, and dad and mom got it for me because they knew I would, that's how I would remember the ship.
Yeah, right. So you liked the ship, right? So we're going to really spend most of the episode talking about things that you like and that you think other kids would like. So for those of you listening, Crystal, we talked to Sue, you know, our preferred travel agent. I'm sure everyone in the Ohana knows Sue. And she informed us that the itineraries for like the next batch of cruises will be coming out soon. So we said we would do a more in-depth cruise episode. We'll maybe do that with Sue, hopefully next week.
Yeah.
But we thought this would be fun.
Yeah, it's something a little different than just hearing the adults talk about facts, even though it's fun.
Right.
But sometimes it's fun to have
the kid's perspective.
Someone new. Yeah, a little guy.
His kids definitely make up a lot of why we love Disney, right? Our kids.
Exactly.
So, buddy, we're going to kind of let you lead this whole discussion.
Yay!
And since you're the pro and you've done a million of these podcasts.
Yes.
What's the first thing that you remember that you really liked about the Disney cruise that you think other kids would like?
Kids Club!
Kids Club. I find that surprising.
Me as well.
So we definitely wanted Lincoln to participate in Kids Club. Lincoln can be a little shy when he doesn't know people, which you might not be able to tell from listening to the podcast. And once he opens up, he's definitely not shy. But when the idea of being dropped off at the Kids Club and then mom and dad leaving and him being there, you know, not alone, because they definitely have Disney cast members and they have other kids there.
Yes.
He wasn't 100% comfortable with us leaving.
Yeah. Right?
So what did you want me to do when you went to Kids Club?
I told you to sit on those like window couches and you said okay. So you sat on it until I said I'm ready to go.
Right, in the hallway outside of the Kids Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like right across.
Right. So he's talking about the portholes and these bigger windows you can sit in them, and there happened to be a few literally right across from the entrance of Kids Club, and that was where I had to sit in order for him to go in. And occasionally he'd run out, and he'd peek to make sure I was there.
Yes.
Right, and we were there. But when you were in Kids Club, you had a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
So tell us, what did you get to do in Kids Club?
There was an arts and crafts, which I think I did, but I don't remember. I might have not. But I do remember one of the Disney employees played a pop on the balloon game, and I won.
Yeah. So
it's also a game where you can, like, pretend you're driving the fantasy.
The boat, right?
Yeah.
So they have arts and crafts. They have different things for kids to do. They play a lot of games. So a Disney employee is called a cast member, right? And so the cast members are always there, and they kind of guide some of these activities. They have like these balloon popping games and a lot of other stuff. But you, from what I saw from the hallway, because I had to sit there for about an hour, my lovely wife was off gallivanting with the younger child, probably doing something. I was sitting in the hallway, but you spent a lot of time driving the boat.
Yes.
So that was like a simulator, right? Can you tell everybody what was it like when you were in there? What did you see or what did you do?
I don't remember some of the stuff I saw. I do remember what I did, though.
Okay, what'd you do?
I pretty much drive the fantasy. There's like this little game where you drive the fantasy. It's fun. I walked over to another kid doing that game, and they were doing a different boat. You know those like boats that are so big, and they have those big like containers.
Oh, cargo ship.
Cargo ship.
Oh, so you can actually pilot different types of ships, not just. Oh, okay. But so it has like a big wooden wheel, right? That you get to steer.
Yeah.
And it has a screen in front of you, and it's like a simulator.
Yeah, but you can only
do a video game.
You can only do the what's that ship that call you the cargo?
The cargo.
Cargo ship. You can only be the cruise ship or the cargo ship. That's all you can be.
Okay.
I think. I didn't get to see the options real good. I only.
You were playing the cruise ship mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only played the cruise ship.
Okay. But that was like one of the most fun things you did in that room.
Yes.
Because the Kids Club actually has two different rooms.
What?
Right? So the one that you were in was called the Oceaneers Lab.
Yes.
And that's where they do the arts and crafts, and they play games, and they have like a dance floor and a movie theater. But there is the other room,
which is the Star Wars room.
Well, not just Star Wars. There's they have, remember they had
Marvel
Story,
room, Tar,
yeah.
Toy Story, and I got to see Thor and Dr. Strange.
You did. So it was actual character meet and greets, and the superheroes were in Kids Club. Now this, Daddy was very excited because Mom and Dad actually got to go to this one.
Because this was during an open house.
Yeah.
There are times where the characters go into the room, but mom and dad are not allowed because that's not an open house, right? Like we tried to talk you into going to meet BB-8, but you didn't want to go do that because mom and dad couldn't go in too.
Yeah, that's true.
So the real cool thing about the kids club is it's really for kids only. It's the spot where the kids get to go, no, mom and dad, I don't have to stay with you. You can't tell me what to do here. I go, I have fun, I play games with other kids, and the Disney cast members take care of me, and we have lots of fun. But what did you get to do in the Star Wars room? Because Daddy loves Star Wars, and that was a lot of fun.
You gotta drive the one in the Falcon.
Yeah, they have another simulator there, like a Star Wars one, right?
Yeah, and there's buttons I pressed.
Yeah.
I'll probably make it explode, though.
So they have, in that room, they have different, like, Star Wars simulators. And Mommy said you could meet certain characters, so sometimes BB-8 goes there. Maybe Darth Vader will go there, right? Different stuff. But then in the Marvel room, we did get to wait in line to meet Thor and Doctor Strange, and Daddy got to take a picture, too.
I always said that.
I know, but I was saying that I also got to take a picture with them. Thor was a really big dude, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mom was at Toy Story Land with Landry and the crews.
Yeah, but Landry came and took a picture with Thor of us, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the kids.
They got their autograph.
Yeah, that was fun. So when you're done, tell everybody how that. So when you go to Kids Club, right, you get a magic band and you scan in and they know who you are and the parents have to drop you off. And then either the parents can say, this is what time I'll be back. Or if your kid is ready to come out of Kids Club, how do they get your parents to come back? Because you were a little nervous.
They just text them.
Right.
And then while they're coming back, you then just play the games or watch a movie.
Right. And then, like, in 5 minutes, we're there and we pick you up. Mm-hmm. So the Kids Club is a really cool option. And Lincoln said he can't wait to go back and go to Kids Club. And he will try to do it without Daddy sitting in the hallway because hopefully his little brother will be bigger by then and be able to stay mm-hmm. with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the two of you can play.
Like, probably when my brother's 5 and I'm 6, so I'll be 11.
That's some good math right there. High five. Nice.
I want to do it when I'm 12 because he'll be 6 and I was 6 when I went there, which is pretty good math I just did.
All right, so other than Kids Club, what else did you like about the cruise that you think other kids would like?
This is my favorite part. You can go upstairs to the top of the roof of the Fantasy.
The top deck?
Yeah, the top deck. And there was, did we go on the Fantasy?
Yep.
Okay. And there was this pool. There was a movie in front of the pool, and you're going to swim around and watch a show.
So up on the top deck, they have those two big smokestacks, the funnels we talked about.
Yes.
And on one of them is a giant movie screen.
Yes. And there's like a big slide. I did it in the night with Papa.
So that's called the aqueduct.
I did the aqueduct.
That goes above the deck, right? It goes out over the water. It's a big clear tube and you sit in the raft, right? And you go around the whole ship. That was fun. You had to go up the stairs, right?
Yeah, and there's a Nemo one for like babies and me for when.
So that's.
That's the one for.
Splash Dome.
That's the one for Landry, my brother, and I can go there if I want.
Yeah. So that's the only spot that babies who are wearing diapers, even swim diapers, are allowed to go. They can't go in any of the pools. They can't go on the aqueduct. They can't go in the bigger kids' splash zone. They are only allowed.
The aqueduct, they'll just cry and freak out.
They might. So you did the aqueduct during the day and night?
Yeah, the day one, I was pretty scared.
But you liked the night one?
The night one with Papa was okay. When I did the one with Mom and it was the morning, I was kind of scared.
Why? What was scary about it? Just seeing the ocean?
Pretty much. I would feel like.
Maybe because of how high it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you were safe and you had fun after.
Yeah. When it was nighttime, I couldn't see how up we were a little bit.
Right.
So, yeah.
I wanted to do the nighttime ride with you, but you didn't want to. You wanted to watch the movie.
No, one night I wanted to do the aqueduct with Papa.
You did it with Papa, but then Mommy wanted to do it with you, and you decided you wanted to watch the movie instead.
Oh, yeah, Dad. That's the night. That's the night Dad wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
So we just went. I bought my little stuffy poodle. We went up the elevator. I think I dropped him a couple times, but I picked him up, and then we had some grapes, and I pretended poodle ate grapes.
Yeah, that's a good memory. Yeah.
So. Okay, so let's talk about some of the pools. There's the two pools, right?
Me and Poodle were like, great.
So there's two pools, right, Lincoln?
Yes.
What are the two pools?
There's the
deep one,
the deep
one, and the shallow one.
And the shallow.
I like the deep one
because you can actually swim in that one.
Yes.
But you went in the shallow one a lot too. The shallow one was nice when you wanted to just sit in the water and watch the movie, right?
Yeah. But the deep one is just the one you swim in. I did that one with Papa. Yeah. I had my goggles on, which I looked like a little Ghostbuster.
So there's the two pools. You mentioned the Finding Nemo splash zone, which has lots of like gurgling water fountains, and there's a little slide for the kids and the water cannons and like the falling rain stuff. So that's for the little ones. And then there's the aqueduct, which you talked about.
Yes.
There's another slide too. There's a slide you went on a lot. What was the other slide they had up there?
Oh, there's a slide. You go upstairs, and it's just literally one little twisty twirl.
It's not one twisty twirl. It's a couple twisty twirls.
Yeah.
And it's the yellow slide.
It goes. It's like. It's kind of like Mickey's shoe. It goes like this.
So it's not as big as the aqueduct, but it's still fun.
Yeah, still fun. And that was my favorite movie.
And then there's one more water part that we went to that you made Daddy go with you a bunch of times. The other splash zone for the big kids.
Oh, Huey, Dewey, and Louie one.
Right. And what did you do when you were there? Do you remember? You had the water. You were making the buckets of water drop on me, and you had like the water cannon, and you were shooting at me.
Yeah. Mom was up top, and I was waving to you from up top.
Making sure not to get splinters because I got a splinter one time.
Not on the cruise. You got a splinter at Grandma and Pop's house on the deck.
But I was making sure to take my shoes.
Yeah, you won't get splinters on their deck. They make sure that they're nice and smooth.
Your feet just might get a little hot from the sun, right?
It was warm, right?
I'm like, oh, Dad, it's so hot. Where are you in the pool?
Yeah, so we did spend a lot of time in the pool. The other cool thing is at nighttime, they actually cover the pools, right? The deep pool and the shallow pool.
Yes.
They put like the deck over it and they put all the chairs out, and that's where you could do nighttime movies on the funnel. So the pools aren't out at that time, right?
Yeah.
And that was
cool. The aqueduct is.
The aqueduct is still going. There's one more thing that's up on that top deck that you really, really liked and you made us go every night.
The ice cream machine. Bum bum bum.
So not the ice cream store. Not the ice cream guy that scoops it, the ice cream machine.
Machine.
Because,
bum, bum, bum.
Because what do you get to do at the ice cream machine?
Make soft ice cream. Bum, bum, bum.
So you get to make your own ice cream cones, right? You just walk up, you get an ice cream cone on your own, and you get to pull the machine and get as big of an ice cream cone as you want. You can go as many times as you want.
Bum, bum, bum.
They usually have chocolate, vanilla, and then they have like a third or fourth flavor. That banana was there a lot. Yeah.
Just by the end of the cruise, though, they were out of ice cream, right? Because it was such a long cruise, they ran out of ice cream.
No.
Remember that? That was so sad when we went and there was no ice cream.
No.
They still had chocolate, but you wanted just vanilla, right?
Vanilla.
So we talked about Kids Club that you liked. We talked about the pools that you liked and the ice cream machine. What else did you like that other kids would like on the cruise?
The characters.
Oh.
What do you mean characters? Can you explain that to me?
There was the original ones. You know those ones. Tell me you might.
Who are the original ones?
Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Donald,
Fab Five.
Daisy.
The Fab Five.
Yeah.
And Goofy.
And Goofy, yeah.
So where did you see them?
Oh, we saw Goofy up inside the...
Atrium. Yeah.
We were inside the, like, it will be like a big living room for a mansion. It looks like that. But I don't know what it's called.
That's called the atrium.
The atrium.
Uh-huh.
And if you go up to like this deck inside the atrium, not outside.
So you were on like maybe like the second or third floor.
The second or first floor. And we saw Max. We saw Goofy. And then I'm like, oh, I see Max. So we got an autograph.
That was one of the things you really liked doing, was just finding them randomly. And then you were like, Dad, Mom, we got to get in line. I have my autograph book, right? You always wanted to get their autograph.
Except one time. We accidentally grabbed Landry, so I had to rip it out.
Yeah. But do you remember, can you tell me about the time we saw Goofy? He wasn't at a place where we would stand in line to meet him. He was doing what? Do you remember?
Oh, he was trying to make Landry stay happy.
He was trying to make Landry stay happy, but where did we find him? He was going on something. He was going on the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went, then we walked downstairs. And then where? What did we see?
Goofy.
We kept running into him everywhere we went. We just went, hi, Goofy. And every single time he was like, hi, Lincoln. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was really
pretty cool, huh? So they have, like you said, they had the originals, as you call them, the Fab Five or Fab Six. Also, Max was really cool. We got to see Max and Goofy together.
Yeah, if you count Max with the Fab Five, it will be the Five or the Fab Six. It might be the Fab Seven.
Oh, if you count Max, yeah.
Yes.
Who else did we get to see? What other characters?
We got to see Captain Hook and Smee from Peter Pan, if you know that show. And I did...
And Captain Hook was like, oh no, right?
There were also the princesses out, but you didn't want to meet them. Waved to them, right? Yeah.
You were flirting with them, weren't you? You were like, hey girls.
No.
Landry wanted to meet them, right?
Landry was like, Bubba.
What other captain did you meet?
Captain Sparrow.
That was on
Jack Sparrow.
That was on Pirate Night, and you actually got to go to, like, it's called the Pirates League, or it's at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, where you got to dress up as a pirate, and they gave you the vest and the hat and the sword. And what else did they give you?
A beard.
A beard.
It was a face paint beard. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. I choose you.
So you got to get dressed up. We saw Captain Jack. We also saw Stitch dressed up like a pirate, right?
Oh, and there's another part. When I saw, like, the duckies on, like, the fire alarm, and I told Dad to grab the ducks, and he grabbed them for me.
So for those of you listening, this is not something from Disney, but this is something that Disney guests do for fun. They hide rubber duckies all over the boat.
Sometimes, like, these tiny hard ducks.
Yeah, a little, like...
I got a, I found a ducky keychain. Literally, once we walked out of Bibbidi Bobbidi, whatever it's called, I found a pirate duck.
You did.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, but that's not...
It's actually not condoned.
I have some sad news, buddy.
Why?
People aren't allowed to do it anymore.
Disney said that they don't want you to do that anymore.
Why?
We don't know. They said it's not part of what they do, so and for like safety and different things. They asked that guests no longer hide rubber duckies. So I'm really glad that you got to do it at least one time, though.
Yeah, I'm glad I still have a bunch of them upstairs.
Yeah.
We can still do the other thing where we hang the stuff on our door. Remember, people gave us presents and we gave them presents?
Yeah, somebody gave me a tiny poodle because they knew I was poodle.
Yeah.
Somehow. I don't know how.
Ooh, Disney magic.
Disney magic.
Disney magic.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
So... Other than the characters, what else did we like about the cruise? How about this? What was your favorite restaurant where we went to eat dinner at nighttime? Do you remember? We went to, Disney uses that rotational dining where we go to different restaurants, but there was one that you really like.
The one where you draw. There's a Disney waitress. He's our friend since we met him. The first time we met her, we were not like friends because we just met him. And every single day we were starting to make a friend with him. And then we were.
That's a really cool thing, right? Because Disney is one of the only cruise lines that does that where your servers, you have two of them, where they actually follow you every night to your restaurant. So you do get to become friends with them.
Yeah.
And you said you liked the drawing one. So that was Animator's Palette. That's the one where it has a bunch of screens on the wall where they showed how they drew like different Disney characters. But there was also one night where you got to draw a character and it came to life on the screens, right?
Yes.
Do you remember what you drew?
A person.
Dressed as?
What person?
Me.
No.
Who's your favorite person?
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Oh, I dressed him as Iron Man?
That was the night, again, that Daddy wasn't feeling well, and you got to go down. You had a mommy, dude, little dude date.
Yes.
Yeah. It was just the three of us because Papa and Gaga went to Palo, right?
Yeah.
You didn't get to go to Palo, but that is definitely Mommy and Daddy's favorite restaurant on the boat.
When you turn 18, we can take you.
Why?
Because you can't go before then.
Yeah.
Why?
Because only adults are allowed. You know how only kids are allowed in the kids club?
Why?
It's Disney's rules.
Why?
So this is why, if you are aware of mine and Lincoln's other podcast, we call it a mini podcast, because he's not going to go crazy.
Why?
All right, so Animator's Palette was your favorite. They do had some other ones, but what did you eat every single night?
Chicken fingers.
With?
Ketchup.
What else?
French fries.
French fries.
Clearly, he didn't actually eat the French fries.
Actually, sometimes our friend waitress would make me a ketchup Mickey.
Yeah.
So eventually, because they follow you, they know that the only thing you're going to eat is chicken fingers, French fries, and ketchup. So your food was waiting for you on the table before we even got there, remember?
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, I already know what Lincoln's going to get, so I'm just going to order that for him.
And what did you get to drink? What was waiting on the table for you every night to drink?
What do you always get when we go to a restaurant?
Right.
Sometimes you got the cool light-up drink, too, the kid drink, right?
Yeah, usually they will put a cherry in the Sprite to give it more, like, detail.
Make it look more special.
Make it fancy.
But who ate the cherry every night?
Mom.
No. Mommy doesn't eat cherries. Mommy hates those cherries.
Why?
She doesn't like them. She used to eat a lot as a kid, and now she doesn't like the taste of them. All right, Link, so we talked about the food. There's a lot more. Mommy and Daddy might have to do a whole episode just about food on the cruise because there's a lot. The one thing you didn't mention was the room service when they were actually bringing the food to our room. Do you remember, like, every morning?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot about it. They usually bring chocolate. We order something, and then they... And usually, we were there before they bought the food. Usually, they bought the food first. Usually, we were there first. But every single time we got back, there was a chocolate. And
so the chocolate didn't come from room service. The chocolate came from the guy that would make our beds and clean our room.
And every single day we get back, there was a towel, different kind of animal. I remember there was like a turtle one. I think there was a turtle.
Good.
I think there was a monkey. I don't really know.
The monkey was hanging from the hanger, remember?
Yeah, he was hanging from the hanger.
I think there was a shark one night, right?
Stingray.
Yeah.
And my Gaga and Papa got me a towel monkey stuffy from the Wish.
They just came back from a cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you remember the towels and the room service. What did we order every single night to end? What was the last thing we ate every night before we went to bed? We had room service bring us.
Milk and cookies.
Milk and chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
They were good, right? Yep. So you loved the room service. Again, Mommy and Daddy are going to have to do a whole episode on the food. But what else do you want to talk about on the boat? What was something else that you liked to go to? Almost every day you made Mommy and Daddy bring you here to go look at stuff.
The shops.
Yeah, you love shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like your mom.
I can tell you one of my favorite places, Aruba. I didn't want the ocean because I always got...
Hey, we're gonna go there after. Okay. I want you to talk about the shops first.
Okay.
Okay, so what did some of the shops sell?
Some of the shops sell goggles. Right.
So stuff like goggles and sunscreen and bathing suits, stuff that you might need. But they also sold something you always love buying. What do you always want to buy when we go to a store? A new
toy.
A new toy. Remember, they had a bunch of toys on the ship for kids to pick from, right?
I'm like, Mom, give me a toy. Yeah, give me a toy. Give me a toy. Mother, give me a toy.
You did. You hit all four of us up for toys.
Toy.
They sold Disney pins that you like, right? We collected new pins.
Lightsabers.
Yeah, they had a lot of cool stuff, right? That's where you get the lightsaber with, like, the blaster on it, right? So you like to shop. What other things did they have? What about the shows? When we went and sat in the theater and the people were acting up on the stage, do you remember what shows they had?
Oh, I do know one. It was inside, though, at a stage.
Yeah, what was it?
Elsa. That's the only one I remember.
So you saw Frozen with, like, that was another mommy, dude, little dude night.
Yeah, but I was starting to get a little tired, but not like tired to go to bed. I just said, Mom, can we leave?
So you only watched part of the show?
Yeah, we watched part of the show. We went back and we just did. And we just walked around the cruise a little bit.
That's the fun thing about the cruise, right? Like, you go to the show for a little bit, and then if you're not feeling it, you can
do whatever you want.
You know, you can go leave, right?
Come out and just
go do something else.
Vibe.
Vibe. Oh, that's a new word. I've never heard that before. Just vibe.
I see it from my YouTube videos, Dad.
So the other show that Daddy got to see with you, we all got to see Aladdin.
Ooh, that was a
good one.
I love Aladdin. That's Daddy's favorite Disney movie. I love the show. The genie was so funny.
We were at Disney World. He never got an autograph. We were in line to get an autograph. And then at one point, he just left. He just, like, disappeared.
So that's a different trip.
That's a different story for another time.
And then I think, and then we just looked back and there's Aladdin there.
Maybe
he went back in his bottle.
Yeah, maybe. But we got to see Aladdin, the show, which was a lot of fun. We even got invited to go back and see a behind the scenes thing. And they showed us, like, how they made the magic carpet fly and all that. That was kind of cool. Right. And then the officers kept coming and talking to you. They gave you the pin, right? The captain pin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to have the cool drinks. Remember, that's where we met our friend Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that sold us popcorn. He gave you the straw with the three-headed sheep on it. That's over there. And we got drinks from him. Yoda was really cool.
Cast members on the cruise are just as awesome as in the parks, right?
Yeah. I don't know that part. I forgot.
You forgot about Yoda? We'll show you a picture. You'll probably remember Yoda.
I'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember him.
We love that his name was Yoda.
Yeah.
We spelled different, though. I had an H.
Remember we when we took our picture, we
did the force.
Baby Yoda.
So they have the stage shows, but they also have a movie theater, like a full movie theater, right? And we went one night. We went to go see The New Little Mermaid, but somebody got tired again, and we had to leave.
Yes.
Because it was a late night one.
Yeah. So when we came back to the United States of America, we got home. and one night we decided to watch it. We decided to finish it. At one point,
when we got home, we watched the rest of The Little Mermaid.
Yes. At one point, the big octopus lady, I don't know her name.
Ursula.
What did she do? She's the bad guy, right?
Yeah. At one point, what's the mermaid's name?
Ariel.
Ariel drove the pirate ship. Remember that big?
Oh, and it stabbed her, right?
Stabbed her.
Yeah. That's how Ariel saves the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did watch that movie. But they had lots of different movies. There's a schedule that you can check and go, and they have a stand there. You can buy movie theater popcorn and sodas and candies.
Yeah.
And they have, and if you're looking for cool sippers or popcorn buckets that you might not have been able to find somewhere else, they do have a pretty cool selection. So I really like Marvel, and I was looking for, they had the Pym Particle light up sipper, but it was only either on the Wish, where they have the Marvel restaurant, or over in Disneyland, and they actually had it on that boat. So check those locations. They might have special ones you can't really find easily at other places. So we did get that. What else did we like about the Disney cruise? They had, remember the sports deck where they had mini golf up on the top? We played mini golf.
Usually me and Dad were the winners. A couple of days, we would go up and play it.
Yeah, we played a couple of times.
Yeah, Newsry, I was the winner. Newsry, it was kind of like a pattern. I win, he wins. I win, he, me, him, me, him, me, yeah. him. Newsry, him, me, or me.
They also had a basketball court, and they had a bunch of different things up there, right? Which was fun. What else? What else did you like about the cruise? What about the room we stayed in?
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite because there was literally a deck.
So we had a veranda.
Yeah, we had a deck. There was, like, this salt, and I'm like, where does this keep coming from? And then usually Mom will wipe it down.
The salt from the ocean,
The salt from the ocean. Usually Mom will wipe it down to keep it less
Salty.
Salty, smelly.
Salty, smelly. So we had a veranda, which you can, you like to go sit out there in the morning a lot, right? And watch the water. And we found the flying fish.
Yeah.
And we saw dolphins the one day.
We saw dolphins when we were heading to Aruba.
Right. Okay, so let's talk real quick about the room, and then we'll talk about some of the islands we went to.
Okay.
All right, so what else did you like about the room? So you liked the veranda.
I liked about the room because there was, like, this door. You could just go through the door, and there's, like, another room that's Gaga and Papa were next to us in the same room, but there was like a wall, but in a
so
door.
So there were actually
and then
two...
you could just walk into their room.
So it was actually two separate rooms, but they're called adjoining rooms.
Adjoining room.
Right, and that you did like being able to go see Gaga and Papa next door.
Yeah.
What about your bed? What did you sleep on?
I slept on the couch.
That turns into a bed, right?
Yeah.
You did try.
I did try the bunk bed, but I felt like it would
the nails
would come out, and then I would be in the ocean. So I decided not to do that.
Well, the bunk bed came out of the ceiling, right?
Yeah, which I didn't like.
You liked to sit up there for fun, but you didn't want to sleep up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mommy and Daddy slept in the other bed, right? And Landry had a playpen.
Landry had a playpen.
But he didn't sleep in it very often.
Yeah, and usually he would just take naps in it.
Yeah. It was kind of tight with all that stuff in there, right? It was a little crammed.
Yes. Yeah. Which he's like, I want this toy to sleep with.
The other thing, this is a Mommy and Daddy tip. The good thing about the Disney Cruise Line is the bathroom, because they have a split bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's one room with a sink and a toilet, and then there's another room with another sink and the shower. But the good thing is it has a tub.
It does have a tub.
That's the one I used.
Yeah.
Well, with the tub.
Yeah.
You took baths with Landry sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So you like being able to take a bath instead of a shower.
Yeah.
So the rooms were really cool. And every day, right, the stateroom guy came in and he cleaned it and he made our beds and he made a cool towel animal for you and left you a chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So you want to talk about some of the islands real quick? We're going to do this real quick, okay? Because the islands actually change every time you go on a cruise.
Yes.
So what was... Because it was a 10-day cruise, we did the Southern Caribbean itinerary, which Mommy and Daddy never did that before. But we have been to one of the islands, which was Aruba.
I feel like that's the only island we've been on.
No, we went to... We'll talk about some of the other ones, but you liked Aruba. Why did you like Aruba? Who was there?
Grandma and Pop.
Grandma and Pop. And?
Dog and Papa and Grandma and Pop are different things.
Grandma and Pop are Daddy's mom and dad. Gaga and Papa are Mommy's mom and dad.
Yes.
Right.
And Mom and Dad are my mom and dad.
Right. Yeah. So we went to Aruba, and Aunt Gigi and Uncle Drew were there too for a little bit, but we were only there for one day.
I think Aunt Nini to visit too.
She and Nini wasn't in Aruba that time. Maybe next time. But we got to go to the beach, and then we had dinner on the beach.
The part I didn't like about Aruba was the salty water. So I'm like, I don't want to do this. So Grandma took me to the pool. First we had to take a little shower in our swimsuits
to get the salt off.
They get the salt off because I don't want salt in the pool. After my quick little shower,
you went swimming in the pool.
I went swimming,
and then
all of us
came over too, right?
Yeah, I'm like, this could fit a daddy whale shark.
But you did like the water at first. You didn't like it when the water accidentally got in your eyes. Mm-hmm. Your eyes started to get
so I'm like, I want Gaga!
Yeah, and Daddy went and bought you $30.
That's a different story.
Yeah. So we went to Aruba, but we did go to other islands, right? Mm-hmm. What other islands did we go to?
We went to Antigua.
Was that the one where I didn't feel good?
Yeah.
So
we went there, and you didn't feel good there.
I'm like, I don't want to go to these islands because I wasn't feeling good, so I decided...
It's snowing outside. Lincoln's like a dog. He's like, squirrel. we went to
Bonaire.
St. Thomas.
And what did you get when we went to St. Thomas?
You got real
candy.
No. Something that you're obsessed with. Yeah.
Yeah, because we went to the Pirate Museum. Yeah. Right? And Daddy bought you a real coin from a sunken pirate ship.
Yeah.
That's
it's up
cool.
in my room.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
But so I'll bring it down and show you.
So you definitely had fun on St. Thomas, too, because we got to do the Pirate Museum. Right?
Yes.
And then we also...
We went to another store, which had a turtle wing, which I'm like, oh, I could use this, which I put it in my treasure.
That was in Antigua.
And then Twiga.
And Twiga. Yep. And then we went to one more island, which I think was probably one of the most fun islands. And it's Disney's private island called Castaway Cay. And what did you do with Mom on Castaway Cay?
Just you and I. No one else went
with us.
Remember
me and Landry were sitting on the beach watching you while you and Mommy went swimming with something?
Stingrays!
How cool is that?
Remember that little thing you put in your mouth that was a little salty?
Yeah.
Snorkel, right?
So you snorkel.
Yeah. So you got to actually swim with the stingrays, right?
When I went to my grandma and pop's house, I tried asking her for an underwater breather, but they all make you sick.
Yeah. So
We're still trying to get the underwater breather.
So normally when you see the stingrays, you can feed them, right?
Yeah, or...
But did we get to feed them?
No.
It's windy, right?
Every time I saw them, I jumped on the mom's back.
That's like what Daddy did the first time we went swimming with them.
Yeah. So it was really windy, so they didn't let us feed them.
Yes.
Right? So Papa and Gaga got their...
like the wind, the food would blow away.
Yeah, so Papa and Gaga were able to get a refund, but we let you go. Disney still allowed us to go swimming with them. At a discounted price.
Yeah, they took care of us a little bit, right?
So we took advantage of that, and we got to still experience the stingrays because we figured that for Lincoln was a really cool.
And then what else did we do? Then we went to the regular beach, and you still had your swimmy stuff. And what did you make Daddy try to catch?
Fish.
Yeah, the fish kept flying real fast between our legs, and you had me jumping all over the place trying to catch them.
Yes, other kids were trying to catch it too.
Yeah. That was cool, right? You guys to swim.
But I was like, I saw a fish and I was like, squirrel!
Yep, so we got to go to Castaway Cay. There was a barbecue on the island that we got to have for lunch. And then we went back on the boat, right? And it was there for 10 days. There's one more thing I think we have to talk about. That, not just kids, but I think everybody really likes about Disney cruises. Because remember at nighttime one night, we went up on the top deck. It was nighttime. And they did
and
something.
Fireworks over the ocean. Somebody said they're going to do a Waka Launch, but the storm would just do this. Mm-hmm. There would probably be a lightning.
It was too cloudy. You couldn't see.
Yeah, and then the Waka would probably hit a lightning struck.
So we did see fireworks. And yes, I think one of the last nights we happened to run into another guest that knew there was going to be a rocket launch. And we ran up, but it got delayed, and it wasn't going to launch till 1 in the morning. We're like, well, we can't stay up that late. So we didn't get to see that one, right?
No.
But the fireworks were really cool, right?
Yeah, at one point, we had to wake up in the middle of the night just to see a rocket, and there was nothing. I'm like...
Because you were already asleep, right, when we found out about the rocket launch.
Yeah.
So we woke you up because we thought it would be the coolest thing ever. And then we got all the way up and...
It got delayed. So it was delayed. We came up. You woke me up for this.
Okay.
You had fun.
Yes. So did you have fun on the cruise?
Yes.
Do you think other kids should go?
Yes.
So Mommy, because this is your first time on our podcast, Mommy has a couple questions for you.
What?
You have to do the lightning lane.
Lightning lane.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Why?
So you have to answer some questions for me, okay?
You have to try to answer as quickly as you can.
All right,
but
ready?
It's all about Disney, okay?
Like circus ground.
Kind of something like that. Okay, so ready? What's your favorite Disney hotel?
Blind Dolphin.
You're so weird.
Weirdest kid in the world. You've been to so many in Swan and Dolphin.
What's your favorite park?
Like Magic Kingdom.
What's your favorite ride?
Spaceship Earth.
What's your favorite food?
Mickey Waffles.
What's your favorite item to purchase at the store?
Boys.
What's your favorite character?
Pluto.
Nice. What's your favorite restaurant?
I don't know that one. Wait, the one where I had mac and cheese that I just ate a little bit. I don't know what it's called, but I do know that one. I just don't know what it's called.
So someplace that serves mac and cheese? I don't know which one you're talking about.
No.
So you don't know what your favorite restaurant is to go eat at?
No.
It's because you're picky.
That one.
It's because you're picky.
Yep.
Okay, real quick, last question. I think this is the most important. And everyone probably knows. Who is your favorite superhero?
Okay, I'm done. Bye.
All right. Well, thanks, buddy, for coming on. That was a lot of fun telling
thanks,
everybody.
Bud.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
You going to come on another episode in the future?
Yes.
Nice. All right. Well, Ohana, that's it for today's episode. We want to thank our very special guest, Lincoln, for joining us on the episode. And we also want to thank all of you for tuning in. Be sure to hit that follow button to stay up to date on all of our latest episodes as they come out. And we also want to invite you to be part of the podcast to share your Disney story. Feel free to reach out to us either through our website, marriedtoadisneyaddict.com, or on our social pages over on Facebook and Instagram by searching at marriedtoadisneyaddict to become part of the Ohana. Thanks again for joining us this week. And as always,
see you real soon.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where